We continue with Maseches Mori Katan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel. Mishnah Beis is continuing from where we left off yesterday, Mishnah Aleph. And we're talking about someone who's turning over olives, and then something happens to him. Either someone dies, or some other onus, or his workers don't show up. Someone whose wine is in the vat. Vero Evelo Ones, someone dies, some other onus happens, Oshetuhu. Or the workers then show up. Zole fagomer vegaf kadarko de Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, he could pour the wine out and seal the barrels and do everything like normal. Rabbi Yomer now also limudim bishvil shelo yachmetz. He says you make a sign, which in this case he may cover the barrels with boards, so that the wine should not ferment, but he cannot get rid of it in the usual manner. Mishnah Gimel, Machnas Adam Perosav Mipnei Haganovim. One may bring in his fruits that are drying because of the thieves. Sorry, not for drying the fruit that's already in the garden. Mishal Pishtano Min HaMishra Bishvil Shelo Sovad, and he could bring in his flax from the soaking pond so that it should not get ruined. Provided he does not have, he's not schedules work to be done chol moed. That's another halacha regarding chol moed. You can't specifically schedule something, even though it may be mutter to do on chol moed. And if he did schedule to do on chol moed, you have to let it get ruined. You cannot do the melacha on chol moed at all. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.